If you're a video business owner or you're thinking about getting into business, this podcast is for you. This is the VidBiz Podcast, and this is episode one officially. Let's get into it. Hey, everybody, Mike Myers here with the VidBiz Podcast, and I'm coming at you today. It is February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day, all of you lovebirds out there. This is my 18th Valentine's with my Valentine, my wife. We've been together just over 17 years, I think, so that would make 18. Yeah, I'm not good at math, but yeah, that's a thing. I don't look that old, do I? Well, we started dating in high school, so. Anyways, this is the VidBiz Podcast, and today I'm coming at you straight to the camera talking about the top three financial decisions that you need to make right now when you're starting a business, any business, really, but most of you might be listening as a video business owner, and I can speak directly into that, but this is for any business owner. This is for anyone who's thinking about getting into business, and it's just good advice, I think. I don't always think that I give the best advice, but this is pretty good advice. So I'm just going to jump right into it. Number one, hire an accountant. That's just, okay, so now that we could just podcast over, because that will save you so much time and so much money. Now, 10 years into this, I have an accountant. I have a firm that does accounting and all my bookkeeping. But I would say, even if you're not that, don't want to go that deep into it, just hire an accountant at the end of the year. Vet some, interview some, maybe find someone who specializes in your area of expertise or your industry, the people that I deal with. They have a lot of experience with photographers and videographers. And, I think that's one thing that I did right. Didn't always do a lot of things right starting out, but that's the one thing that I feel like I did right, right out of the gate first year. And it was the first year that I was married as well, 10 years ago. So, you know, kind of started making some side money and decided, was probably in my best interest because of filing jointly with my wife, as well as making like side income and kind of being a freelancer with 1099s, that I should probably just hire an accountant to make it easier. Because like I said, you know, the things like TurboTax and all of those online services, they're good. And I had used those up until that point when I was single and, didn't really have a lot of extra things or write-offs or those types of things. So once I kind of started buying gear and having mileage and those types of things, just really decided that hiring an accountant would be the most advantageous and a really good decision. And it was. That's number one. I'm trying to make these quick, and just kind of breeze right through them. So if you haven't done that, hire an accountant. Number two, on the list is pretty straightforward. Open a business checking account and a business savings account. Go to your local bank, go to the bank that you already bank with personally and open a business account. Now this is contingent probably, if you want to, file your taxes and such as an LLC. And really LLC is just protecting you. It has really nothing to do with finances. It's more protecting you legally in the case that you might be sued or something. So that doesn't really have, but if you want your bank accounts in the business name, obviously you need to have your LLC structured and set up, and that's super easy. You can do that even through LegalZoom. Or you can just talk to, if you have an attorney, or you can just kind of research it online, and really you just have to file for an LLC. This is not about filing for an LLC, so I digress on that point, but get a business and savings account for, get a business checking and a business savings account for your business. And anything that flows in and out of the business, anything that you spend for the business, comes out of those debit cards or whatever. And that will obviously make it a lot easier in at the end of the year for your accountant, and for you to kind of see, where money is going, where it's coming from, how much you're spending on things. It's just a lot easier to track. That's also something that I did right out of the gate. I don't know why I was inspired to do that or why. I don't know. Maybe somebody gave me the advice like I'm giving to you now, but yeah, you should definitely do that. It doesn't cost anything. Some business accounts, they do have like a minimum balance that you have to keep in, or you get like the monthly charge. So just check on those things. And I think that's, you know, like I said, super important. So you can track what you're spending and your income as well. It's way easier than trying to filter through personal bank records of like, okay, well, this was for this and this was for business, but this, yeah, it's just a lot easier. So to recap, hire an accountant, to open a business checking and a business savings account. And then number three, thing on my list is kind of controversial, and I kind of hesitate because everyone's processes things differently. Everyone does things differently. Everyone runs their life differently. But personally and in business, I have come to the decision. Really, it was kind of born out of my wife and I in our personal finances, and then it kind of bled over into business, to be debt-free. Just do business debt-free. That should be a t-shirt. Do business debt-free for all entrepreneurs and all business owners, because I think the trap that we get into is, well, I need, especially in this world, the photography, the video world, there's so many things that you need to buy, even to kind of get started. I need a body. I need some lenses. I need two bodies. I need, microphones. I need all of these things. And it's super easy to put it on a credit card. But like I said, my wife and I decided, really when we got married, okay, I had about $80,000 worth of student loan debt for a degree that I will never look at or use ever. So that's a side story, but we made that decision to pay that off, and we did do that. We spent 5 or 6 years diligently paying that off, and we got to that point, and I started the business soon after we got married and kind of made the decision. Obviously, I didn't want to accrue more debt while we were trying to pay off what debt we were already trying. It would just seem counterintuitive. So I just made the decision for myself. And like I said, I know it's controversial sometimes. Some people will say, well, you know, you have to have capital. You have to have X, especially if you're starting a certain business where you need, you know, if you're, you know, whatever, you need certain things to start the business. And my answer to that would be, well, then you're maybe not ready to start that business. Crickets. But that's what I would say. That's what I would suggest. And if you do get a credit card, and like I said, when you go to the bank to get your business checking and your business savings account, the banker is going to sit across from you and try to sell you on that bank's credit card. And that happened to me, and I've maintained that credit card for the past 10 years and not let it get out of control and paid it off in a timely manner. Monthly is ideal. Sometimes cash flow doesn't always, sometimes when, you know, clients or whatever are late on a bill or whatever, then cash flow gets a little wonky. So then that's why you have to be careful with how much you're spending. But like I said, they will offer you a credit card, and there's a lot of benefits to having a credit card. I'm not Dave Ramsey, like, never have a credit card, like, they're the devil. I think they're very dangerous if you don't treat them with respect. But, I mean, I've flown a lot of places just simply from airline miles that I've accumulated from purchases that I made for the business. And that's a cool thing that I get to do with those miles because I have a credit card. The other thing that I will say about taking on debt is something that I noticed when the pandemic hit in 2020. And that was people that operated business risking a lot by taking on a lot of debt lost the most during the pandemic. And that was personally and in business, but I noticed it a lot in my circle or my industry of video and photo. There were a lot of people that shut down permanently because they had accumulated so much debt, never thinking, like no one was thinking, that the entire world would shut down. And especially in the wedding event industry, where we didn't have weddings for months, there was no like side way of getting that money. There was no like, yeah, I mean, the government provided some relief and stuff like that. But why even risk it? Why even go down that path of just kind of, you know, throwing darts blindly and seeing if you hit the target? Like, just don't do it. And then if something like that does happen, then you're safe. Yeah, I guess I'll hop off that horse and digress in that area. But I think that's definitely something I notice, and it's just super important to be super careful with your resources, especially since nothing is predictable. So I guess to kind of sum up everything, like I said, number one, hire an accountant. Super important, and they're all over the place. But hire a CPA, a certified public accountant, not somebody that's like, well, I could probably do your taxes for you. Just hire a professional. And it might seem like a lot of money, you know, a couple hundred, a few hundred, whatever, when you're first starting out. They might charge you like $300-$400 to prepare your taxes for you. Do it. I promise you, you will save a lot of money in the long run, and you will avoid maybe paying like more taxes than you would have to. Just do it. There's nothing that you can lose. There's nothing that you can lose. Okay, we got that. Hire an accountant. Two, open a business checking and a business savings account. This separates and differentiates everything from your personal and your business. And three, do business debt free. And if you do that, then you do those three things, then you're going to have a pretty successful start to your creative business, especially asterisk, because creative people don't typically operate in the brain space that accountants and mathematical people do. There are the exceptions, but I know that I'm not one of those, and I know a lot of my friends that are in the same industry are not some of those people. We do not like numbers. We do not like spreadsheets. We do not like figuring out taxes and profit and loss and all of those things. Like I said, there are outliers, but for the most part, we don't like doing that. So work smarter and not harder, and do these three simple things, and I believe that you will do. You will be on the right track to having a successful business. Successful business. You'll be on track to have a successful business if you get these three principles. Really, the first two, I guess, are things that you should do, and the third is a principle that you need to live by or operate business by. And it's not always easy. It's so hard when you watch all of your other colleagues and all of the other people that are in your industry, like buying the newest, the latest and the greatest, you know, toys and gear and cameras and lenses, and you're a few models behind or whatever. Maybe it's because you are debt-free and you'd rather live that way than kind of in fear of like, well, if a pandemic hit again, well, I'd be up a creek. So all of those things, do them, take them to heart. I don't think they're suggestions. I think you should do though all of those things, but to each his own. And I hope that you take those things to heart and really want to see your business succeed and not just shoot things or create things and then hopefully get paid for. You really have to start approaching things from a business mindset. So, anyways, it's the end of the show, and I'm going to give you a recommendation. I guess I'm on a music kick. Last week, I'd recommended a band/album, and this week, I'm also going to recommend a band/album. And I will, a little caveat, I don't like tout myself as a country music listener, but I am I like old country, I like blues, I like that sound, the soulful. And the Zac Brown Band, their album from 2021, The Comeback, there's just a lot of great tracks on that album. So check that out. If you like country, if you like blues, there's one track on there, and My Stubborn Pride, that song has one of the most amazing guitar solos I've heard on a piece of recording in a long time. So check it out. And I hope this podcast has been helpful for those of you starting out. Maybe you've been in business a while and you've been avoiding some of these things. Don't anymore. So the end.